927 4CC. Hello, once again to Ronnie from Mount Morgan.
G'day, Ammo. How are you, mate?
Good.
Well, last week our Premier, Anastasia Unspellable, was up in the central and north Queensland opening things and closing things and digging up sods and burying sods and generally smoozing and giving out grants. And may I remind you that this is merely part of our Premier's affable, inclusive, generous, cheerful demeanour. Has it nothing to do with there being a state election in a month's time?
No, there's not.
Now, don't be cynical, my good man.
Yes.
But shock horror, when she returned to Brisbane, she was coughing, sneezing, snorting, sweating and farting like a Victorian in a lockdown.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear me, we hope it's not the dreaded Corblimey aroma virus.
No. No.
Apparently it's not. The Premier has not got the virus, but on a happier note, she has lost a voice. And isn't that something that should happen to all politicians?
Wouldn't it be good?
a month out from the election, I mean, if you as a voter are too stupid to determine if the incumbent member has been doing a good job on your behalf for the last X years, then a full month of lies, fibs, fake news, 8-second TV adverts and dodgy statistics isn't going to help you much, is it?
No.
Anyway, during the week, the Immigration Department decided to change some of the questions asked of intending immigrants to conform to a more culturally appropriate and idiomatic-based society.
Okay.
Well, Mum and I have thought about this and we've come up with several questions, each with multi-choice answers.
Right.
However, should the applicant pick the terribly wrong answer, then a minus score is given.
Oh, right. Okay.
So here are four of the questions as examples.
Right.
Question one. How would you characterise the following? Eels, broncos, rabbitohs, roosters and bulldogs. And the negative scoring answer is a very large barbecue.
Right.
Question two.
Yes.
What happened to the player who bowled a maiden over in the cricket match? And the negative answer is he was arrested by the social distancing coppers. Question three.
Yes.
What is meant by being on your Pat Malone? And the negative scoring answer is getting a piggyback from an Irish friend. And finally, question four, what is meant by don't go the raw prawn, matey? And the negative scoring answer is, look out, friend, the seafood's gone off. Well, I think it's about time that they start to ask questions like this, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Our language as she has spoken, you know, without all this political correctness and all this other cobblers, you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, Ammo, before I go, and it's been lovely chatting with you again. The woman next door to us, just down the road there, she just had triplets. That's three. Oh, how lovely, eh? Triplets, eh?
Yeah.
Mum reckons it's very rare. It's a 1 in 200,000 chance, apparently. Blimey, 1 in every 200,000, eh? Well, now we know why the husband hasn't got a job. He's too flaming exhausted to get out of bed. See you, Ammo.
Boy, Ronnie. Ronnie from Mount Morgan. 4CC. Good morning.